Hi, it's Paul Falk with Good News Planet. I'm speaking to David Katzmeier. Hello, David. How are you?
Hiya, Paul. How are you?
Hi, good. It's March. It's 2013. David and we have spoken many times, and I've had the good fortune to be on your radio broadcast, and you're our webmaster and brilliant technician and good friend, and thank you for all of that. Tell us a little bit about cycles and what cycles mean, because I know that's such an important part of your life.
Well, cycles are in everything, of course, from subatomic matter all the way up into astrophysics and the movement of the heavens. But the aspect of cycles that has fascinated me most is looking at the cycles of our lives as being a mirror to the cycles of the times of our nations and the cycles of civilizations over the eons of time.
Interesting. So, and what brought you to that?
Well, it all came to me in a moment. It struck me a very fascinating concept that the pattern of everything is in anything. And how pleased I was after this first hit me in a moment of realization as a young man to find that that is actually a very unoriginal concept. It's corroborated time and time again from authors like Blake, who spoke of seeing the entire universe in a single grain of sand, or the Sufi masters who talked about the macrocosm and the microcosm. Rumi tells us about that. Sanskrit tells us that what is here is elsewhere, and on and on and on. And then we came up with a brilliant word from mathematician Bruno Mandelbrot in 1970, who gave us the word fractal. And that's what I have found, that we, as living beings, individuals, are each a fractal of the civilization we make up. What we find moving in our lives are also playing out in the nations of the world over greater periods of time.
We're a piece of the pie?
We are a piece of the pie, and we're like little pies as a piece of the pie. So if you understand, you know, there are philosophers like Oswald Spengler who talk about civilizations going through a life cycle from birth, childhood, adolescence, adulthood, senescence, and death. And when he did that, he was making a comparison between a person and a civilization. And Italian philosopher Giovanni Battista spoke of a character of a people, making the same analogy in his way. And so if you understand the rhythms of your life, if you understand that we have biorhythms in each of us, then you can understand that the times that move around us, of what kind of cars we're driving and how are we dressing and what kind of music we listen to, what's happening with the economy, these things that happen over decades of time is just a large mirror of things that happen inside of us over weeks of time. We are the fractals of society.
You know, we were meant to meet, and the good news is that we have, and we have this wonderful friendship. I'll say, because in graduate school of communications, I wrote a paper, and I still have it, and it's called The Being Cycle. And I made, in between each one of the words that I put in this paper to hand in for my graduate study, I put a little arrow. I put a hyphen with an arrow on the front and an arrow on the back. So, because I feel that once, like what you say, we're part of the pie, but the pie could go this way, that way, upside, downside, left, right, vertical, horizontal. I mean, we're just kind of flying around here, except we have some gravity, so we're hanging out on planet Earth. What do you think about that? Is that cyclic as well?
Well, there's a cycle in all beings, and the same rhythm is in play. Whether you're looking backward in time or whether you're looking forward in time, you're going to find that there are rhythms that have periodicity, meaning that the time for it to go through a full revolution is the same amount of time for every revolution. And so if you go back X number of years if you're looking at one particular cycle, you'll find that it was in one place. you know, one phase of its revolution. And if you go that equal amount into the future, well, there's that same cycle in the same phase again. So there's a forward and backward element of time that we don't appreciate to the fullest being in the third dimensional time-space continuum, but there are those that speak about fourth dimensional consciousness. Even Fritjof Capra of the Tao of Now has touched on this, saying that there's such a consciousness that allows you to have access to the past, the present, and the future all at the same time because they're all happening simultaneously. May sound far out, but now that we're getting into quantum physics, they are actually looking at things like this now. Noteworthy physicists are telling us that there are actually subatomic particles that they've observed going back in time. They don't know how, but they've been able to have repeatable results that suggest beyond their doubt that it does happen. So I don't know what you were describing in the being cycle, but just your diagram you brought those images to mind.
We're going to talk some more, but so your website, just I want our audience to be prepared here. Your website and your radio program are on when, and what is the URL for your website?
Okay, at colorrhythms.org you can find everything. That's K-A-L-A rhythms.org. And when you're there, you'll see the world cycles laid out of so many centuries long. And you'll see cycles for individual nations featured as the United States. These cycles last so many decades long. You'll see a section on biorhythms, the rhythms that are born in each of us and begin moving like clockwork from the day that we're born. And they last so many weeks. And there's a fractal relationship in all three of those levels. But you also see the Cycles of Change radio program that's on every Thursday night, 8 p.m. New York time, 5 p.m. Pacific. And that is the Cycles of Change in virtually anything. Our guests range from authors of fiction to economists to people who work in show business and have to know the trends. For the style changes or what have you. It's the cycles are moving everything.
And what do you discuss with? So give us an example with those people.
Well, we had a very recent guest on there. Was Neil Killian, who just released a book called Life Cycles. And he's observed that there's a 12-year pattern moving in each of us from the day that we're born. And if you just count where are you in your 12-year cycle, you may find yourself going through the same changes because of your internal makeup as you were exactly 12 years before. And he's been able to document this in so many cases that it's corroborated by the anecdotal evidence of our behavior. So that was an interesting show that we had just 2 weeks ago. Coming up this Thursday, is Don Conroe, who is a gong master, something of a guru if you ask me, and we're going to be talking about the rhythms in music because, you know, there is music and everything moving around us, and I believe that the movement of the planets and the movement of the solar systems and galaxies is very much like music. So we're going to just understand harmony, rhythm, and music, and how he uses it in therapy because of how it resonates to the body, and on and on.
You have an upcoming event here in New York, is that right?
Yes, I do have an upcoming event on March 21st. I'm going to be speaking at the Collegiate Marble Church, and for information on how to come for that event, there will be some other speakers there as well from 6:30 to 8:30 or 9 o'clock. And if you anyone listening to this program can either go, you can go and find out about the show on March 21st, 2013 to attend, or you can look for a subsequent video. I'm going to have it videotaped, and you can look for that archive on the website.
Excellent. Okay, well, David, you know, I'm a believer in you and the good things that you do. This is one great man. And a very, very, very dear friend. And that comes with time, and when the harder things in life occur, how somebody is there for you. So This is David Katzmeier, and he's a very special person. David, any other thing you'd like to mention to the audience right now?
Well, yes, some of the work you mentioned I do as webmaster. The most exciting work I'm doing right now is for goodnewsplanet.com because of all of the things that are being featured on that site. That is one of the fullest and richest sites I've ever been involved with. It's very exciting because not only is it up to date with so many things that are happening now, and in some cases making what's happening now, it has a very rich and vast archive of videos and audios and articles and contributions from significant authors and guests all throughout the site in a way that's easy to navigate. So goodnewsplanet.com is the other thing that kind of excites me.
Well, that's good. I will say, David, you and I work real hard to make it as easy to navigate, to learn good things about other people, the good things that they're doing. We work really hard at it, and I will say that I couldn't be doing it without you. So thank you for that. So last question, what's good news for you, David Katzmeier?
Well, good news is for me is where we're going in the long term of world cycles, cycles that last hundreds of years. We have been going through troublesome times this past decade or so. My good news about the troublesome times, you know, there have been attacks and there's been economic woes. The cycles of change tell me that that is a transitional crisis leading to something new. You can think of it as birth pangs to a new era, because that's what happens as the cycles break up into the high half, and the high half lasts all of this century, all of the next century, and much of the century beyond.
Okay, beautiful. Thanks, David. Look forward to speaking with you again, as always.
Thank you, Paul.